children which is in heaven, and gold and silver and brass.
He has not got the children, you see. Now get it, folks. Let me make it real good and clear. See, Yahweh is filled with the prayer and no perfect tabernacle.
Thank you. animated and becomes alive and becomes an effective part of you. It becomes as sound as brass and tinkling cymbals. Dr. Kinley counseled Lenny, which is my wife, before we got married. She went to see him to get his permission because she had heard so many bad things about him. Until she wanted to find out whether it was all right with him or not, and she got married to him. And I can understand why she went. And of course, the counseling didn't last too long. And he said to Lenny, he said, well, you know, Rip's had a lot of women. He said, but he's a good boy. And if you all are obedient in the things that I have taught you, you will live happily on this side of the river. And I'm happy to report to all of you, all praise be to God, that that is true. Because I have had and am still enjoying 10 years of a very beautiful marriage. And I'm talking about peace and joy. In Yahshua the Messiah, we attribute everything that we have enjoyed to the knowledge and wisdom that we have received in this class. And if you are still waiting on righteousness, peace, and joy on the other side of the river, you've missed the boat. Because our aim and objective is to inherit eternal life now. The kingdom of Yahshua the Messiah. And the kingdom of Yahshua the Messiah is not meat strengths and diamonds washing or endless mechanical correlations, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. If that man down there on the street can feel that wine when he drinks a half a pint, whatever constituent you decide to put into your body, you ought to be able to feel the impact, the power of this glorious gospel. Folks, I'm here to tell you, it's like nitroglycerin. It will blow you apart. It is nothing to play with. It is free. And to all of you that think that Yahweh Elohim, that abode and abides in Henry C. Kinley, is dead, is have had a very gross misconception, and also you are under a false illusion. He is yet around, and I mean in shape and in form. Come and talks to whomever he will, whenever he gets ready. Knows how to go in and out of the vision. Now, it doesn't make any difference whether you believe that or not. That's the way that is. Isaiah 9 and 6.
For unto us a child is born.
Unto us. Not to them, but unto us. Read.
For unto us a child is born.
Unto us a child is born. Read.
Unto us a son is given.
Us a son is given. Read.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And the government shall be above the sun, moon, and stars. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. That's almost where your head is. Ain't that right? All right, read.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
And his
counselor.
Name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. If you got a problem, you're being troubled with domestic conflict. If you got a political crisis, brother or your sister. Or if you wake up in the morning and you can't get along with yourself. Under us, the son is born. Under us, the child is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. He's a wonderful counselor. Read.
Of the mighty heir.
Of the mighty heir.
Of the father of eternity.
Listen, he's the father of eternity. Meaning that he's everlasting. That's the reason why John had to write, Yahweh so loved the word. Loved you. That he gave the word. His son. And whosoever believed in him would not perish. But have what? That means it ain't gonna never run out. That means that it's perpetual. That means that it's always. That means that it's now, yesterday, and forever. That's something pretty precious. And it just doesn't mean when it says whosoever believed in him will not perish but have everlasting life. It doesn't mean that you verbalize and say, I believe. Because Billy Graham, the well-renowned theologian, has evangelistic crusades all over the country. One of the main features of this outfit is just before they close the service, they have thousands of people say, wherever you are in the grandstand, come on down and accept Christ as your personal Savior. Ain't that right? And if you're listening to the radio, just put your hands on the radio. And as Richard Pryor said, you'll have a touch from God. And all the people stand there and say, I accept Christ into my heart as my personal Savior. Listen, thousands of people do that all over the world every time Billy Graham has a crusade. But it don't change nothing. Just go up and say, and some of them really go up because they know that the television cameras are on. You understand? This is a good chance to be on TV. You follow? And then we come into this school and say, there's nothing like the gospel of Yahshua in the Messiah. And you know, if you say that and you say you receive him and you believe in it, and you don't even know how to treat yourself. You know, if you don't know how to treat your brother, that means you don't know how to treat yourself. What does the commandment say? Love thy neighbor as who? As thyself. That means you got to love yourself first. I'm talking about him, ain't you? You realize he is no respected person, you treat folks the way that you want to be treated. Do you know you don't have to go through no complicated procedures and learn a whole lot of correlations? If you just learn how to do that, you're home free. Love your neighbor as yourself. Under us a child is born, under us a son is given. Now, we've been taught through the prophet Isaiah, and the reason why we go to these scriptures is because we understand through the Word who taught us that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. Listen, it is profitable doctrine, reproof, and instruction in righteousness that a man of Yahweh, that's that Spirit in you, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So we go back to the law and the testimony. And we pick up the train of thought and we show how the Word of Yahweh has existed all the way down through the ages and the dispensation. Dr. Michael Rothstein, Dr. Freddie Allen, Yahweh through them did a tremendous job there. Showing the eternal spirit existing down through the ages and the dispensation. And the priesthood that is spiritually effective in this dispensation age under the new covenant. And as we grow in grace in Yahshua the Messiah, we realize all the time how the teaching is just constantly progressing. It is what I like to term as, use the phrase, progressive revelation. You know, in other words, every time you come to one of these assemblies, you grow in Yahshua the Messiah. And listen, you'll be learning throughout the ages that they used to come. You follow? And what you do know, I tell you what'll do you some good. I tell you, this will do you some good. Did me, I like to share it with you. When you realize really how minute you are, you'll stay prostrate.
That's right.
You'll even feel ashamed when you start talking about somebody else. Because if Yahweh wiped you out right now, it would be just like the soapbox office as the world turns. And you won't have to worry about searching for tomorrow. Ain't that right? <funny? laughs>
That's the only God I have to live.
And he said unto them,
and he said unto them,
these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you.
Well, now he's right there talking to them now. What do you mean, while I was yet with you? This is the point in history as to where Yahshua the Messiah has come in and fulfilled the law and the prophets, died on the cross, raised from the dead, now he's back in another form talking to the people. He says, now these are the words that I spake unto you while I was yet with you. And the reason why he's talking to them is because they are talking about a man who suffered and they were sorrowful in their hearts. And he began to tell them, say, and you know what? He didn't talk too nice, did he? The word has always been kind of austere. A heart. Never about a flower, pretty word. And he talked to them, you would have thought he would have been real nice. And said, you know, sweetheart, let me explain something to you. He didn't do that. He said, oh, fool. And slow of heart to believe what the prophet said.
And he said unto them,
and he said unto them,
these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled.
All things must be fulfilled. All things must be brought to pass as of a promise. All things must be translated into reality. All things must be effective. All things must be executed. All of those are synonyms to the words fulfilled. All right, read.
Which were written in the law of Moses.
Which was written in the law of Moses.
And in the prophets.
And in the prophets.
And in the song.
And in the song.
Concerning me.
Concerning me. Now look, the prophets have said that he was the father of what? Eternity. And now he's risen from the dead in another form. He said that was written of him. Freddie went into him last night. He said, now, had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for Moses wrote of me. Right. Isn't that right? Right? You see? And everybody was talking about, well, we have Abraham, our father. And he would always just go on through a veil on him. He said, listen, before Abraham was, I am. That just locked out all the longevity and how many years you've been around, all that kind of thing.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the eternal word. Yahweh so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And we had the scripture read this morning. Elohim, the Word, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past by the prophets, right? Have these last days spoken unto us by his Son. And he's still around, isn't it? Do you follow? All right. Isaiah 7:14.
Therefore, Yahweh himself shall give you a sign.
Who going to give you a sign? Jehovah's Witnesses say he sent his chief representative. Book says Yahweh himself shall give you a sign. Read.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive.
Not somebody that has been tampered with. Not someone that is adulterated. But a virgin shall conceive. Now that
sending all of us out from a natural standpoint. You understand? Ain't nobody in here a virgin from a natural standpoint, physically speaking. And I mean that, I just cover the water for psychologically and physically. That all fix it. Means something wrong with everybody. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Our righteousness is as filthy rag.
Right.
Listen, and when you get all fixed up, get all righteous and everything, you understand? Start talking about everybody else. King Solomon said, a man at his best state is vanity.
Right.
So, all right, read.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Well, now, what does Emmanuel mean? Elohim with us. That's the child that's given unto you. Not Elohim in the sky, but Elohim with us. All right? Now, if we go back down here, we realize that as a result of a promise that was made to Abraham and the seed sojourn in the land of Egypt, that Moses is born. And when Moses is born, a death decree is out to kill up all the male children. And Moses was included in that bunch. All right? And he was born under stringent conditions. That is to say, there was a lot of chaos. But the people feared. His parents feared him and hid him. And when he could no longer be hid, he was placed in the ark of the bulrushes by the flames, by the river Euphrates. And then Pharaoh's daughter was commissioned by her to draw him out. And Moses was raised up. Moses was raised up in Pharaoh's daughter's house. But if you realize what Dr. Miller had read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. The same was in the beginning with Yahweh. All things was made by Him, and without Him there was not anything made that was made. You see, and this is the light. Are you listening? This is the light that lightens every man that cometh into the world. So you realize who Moses is. Everything in the universe is somewhat of another expression of Yahweh. Isn't that right? Here's Yahweh deminiaturized. The Father in the form of Moses. Raised up in the household of the Egyptians. And the book says that Moses was mighty. Isn't that right? And Yahweh said, listen, through Paul says, our sufficiency is not of ourselves. Is that right? But it's of Yahshua the Messiah. So Moses being mighty in word and in deed, down in the land of Egypt, that was the word form in Moses. He had read, who at sundry times and endowed with mantles, spake in time past by the prophets, as these last days spoken unto us by his son. And when Moses, you understand, came to full stature after 40 years, he slayed that Egyptian. See, for smiting his brother. Greater love than no man than for what? Lay down his life for his friend. That is to say, he knew his life would be in jeopardy if he killed the man. But he went on and killed him anyway. And then he tried to admonish his brother. And the one that did the wrong said, who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Would you kill us like you did that Egyptian? And Moses took a flight out in the land of Midian, where he was the caretaker of sheep. Now watch this conception. There has to be a conception before it has a birth. Is that right? Under us, the son is born, and us, the child is given. Under us. And his name shall be called Woman, Counselor, Prince of Peace. The virgin shall conceive, bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which is by interpretation Elohim with us. You follow? What? Moses on the backside of Mount Sinai. He sees a vision of a burning bush. And that ought not to be a great mystery. You got a burning bush in the back of your brain.
talking about there's a lot of fibers back here. Electrical impulse. Isn't it? And the upper body, that's in the face of you, in the back of your brain, right? Is that where you see that? So that's where you have, as a matter of fact, you're seeing me right now on the back side of the mountain. You got that there? In other words, your sight is not over here, over here, up here, but it's back here. That's anatomically and physiologically. Understand that now? No, ain't nobody stupid over here. We intelligent people, ain't that right? That is to say, if you take advantage of the information they got in all these schools around here. But if you just got a special school you want to go to, say, well, I like this one over here, but I ain't going over yonder. You missed the boat. Because he didn't give it all to one. All of us got something. We just passed it around. Ain't that right? Circulatory system. Ain't that right? The love of Yahweh. The blood is flowing. See, and even all of the, even the diseased cells get food. Even folks that young as that act unseemly and all crazy, feed them too. They feed them first. Ain't that right?
That means
so here we are on the back side of Mount Zion. It's an unusual sight. Bush burning, not being consumed. Father, see, and I remember when I came to Springfield about 1964. You follow? See, folks ain't changed a bit. You go back to Springfield 20 years from today, it'd be the same way. Still be teaching the same thing. Here's what I'm talking about. In other words, a bush burning with fire and not being consumed. You go to a lot of the ecclesiastical organizations out here, they change doctrines every year. Don't they? They change with the times on them. It suits the people. You follow? But here's a bush that's burning has not been consumed. Moses looks at this, and Yahweh shows him by the signs of woman. He said, put your hand in your bosom. He took it out, became leprous, you see, and he put it back. See, now that's what you ought to do. Yeah. You know, when things, when you pull your hand out, in other words, when your conversation comes out of your bosom, and you see that it's leprous, put it back in Yahweh that you may be healed. Ain't that right? Then you take it out of the edge of the other way. All right. Now he threw the rod on the ground and became a serpent. Watch out, you have to pick it up. Pick it up by the tail. Ain't that right? And he demonstrated that to Moses, demonstrated that he didn't have the power for Moses to go down into the land of Egypt. Moses went down to the land of Egypt, but there, as the Lord and the prophets, as Michael read out last night, Yahshua, son of Nun, being the fulfillment of that. Now, down here in the land of Egypt, now the seed was planted, what? Truly a promise that Yahweh made unto Abraham, and he made a promise unto Abraham that in your seed, all of the families of the earth will be blessed. That's why you see all kinds of folks in here. Don't you think that this is all of me? Right. Don't you think that Yahweh ain't got no folks that ain't in our DMR here? He got folks all over the world. Yes, do you follow? This is the light that lighteth every man to come to.
Right.
He gave us a vision and a revelation to confirm what's in a man. All over the world. If he chooses to speak to him instantaneously, he'll reveal the purpose unto him. Ain't nothing you can do about that. Ain't that right?
Yes,
see? Everybody's got a brain, don't you? Everybody's got a cloud. So we're operating interdependently, yet independently. Ain't that right? Just like all the cells are individual, but yet collectively they make up one body. Is that right? All
right,
so we've got a perk going on down here. The seed has been planted. Some 70 souls went down. Now it's time for them to come forth. And according to the Bible, to condense it, the book says, when Israel was a child, I loved him and called my son, where?
Out of
Egypt. In other words, the cycle had to be ended. Now, he brought them through the parted waters of the Red Sea into the wilderness of Sinai. This was his son. All nations was represented because it had to confirm the prophecy that was made unto Abraham. Some people say, well, it wasn't nothing but Jews come up out of the land of Egypt. Didn't no Jews come up out of the land of Egypt. Oh, look at y'all. Now, the technicality is, and I know you understand what we've been saying, but you know we've been taught also that there was no change in any language prior to the Middle Ages. Isn't that right? So there wasn't no J in any language prior to the Middle Ages, then don't use them about that. And we have been taught also by the founding group of founders that they were Israelites or Hebrews. Do you follow? Now Yahweh's purpose is to gather all that is in heaven and all that is in the earth, even into him, correct? So some of the sons was born up here in Canaan's land, weren't they? But two of the sons that made up the tribe of the Bible was born down here. So in heaven and in earth, you gather them all into one. And Joseph was one of them boys that was outcast, right? He married the daughter of the priest of On, right? So you had some mixture in there, yet it was counted as a true stock under Israel, having power with them. But yet he's keeping his promise that in your seed, all nations of the earth shall be blessed. Isn't that right? And somebody's always all about, we're the true stock. We're the seed of Abraham. We're the circumcised. You're the uncircumcised. Hey, listen, fool, for your information, Ishmael was circumcised first. And they're considered as the Gentile, or the Hebrew. He was circumcised before Isaac was. Before Isaac was born. But the book says, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Isn't that right? Yahweh is unique, and he's merciful, and he's no respecter of persons. Do you follow? Keep the train of thought under us. The son is born under us, the child is given. And marvel not, you must be born from above. All right? Now, these seed coming up out of the land of Egypt, all right? All these people represented one body, didn't they? Out of Egypt have I called my son. They came here in the wilderness of Sinai, and all nations were gathered around the tabernacle. Yahweh talked to all nations, but it was under Israel, under the auspices of Israel, having power with them. Do you follow? Right around the tabernacle, it rainbow, talking to the people. This is the word made flesh. This is Yahweh Elohim talking to the people. Now, evidently, this must have been a tremendous psychological experience. Because the way that that mountain quaked and trembled out there, you know, with some Gentiles close nearby, they would have heard it too. Wouldn't it? I mean, if the mountain exceedingly quaked and trembled, and was on a divine fire in the sight of the children of Israel, don't you think that would be loud enough for them to hear it up in Canaan's land? But the children of Israel heard it here. It was a deep psychological experience. Just like you sitting here at the foot of the mountain. Now, some people are going to hear, and some people ain't going to hear. Some people right now looking at their watch. They heard Dr. Gill said the meeting was going to be over at 3 o'clock. You follow what I'm talking about? He said, well, he'd be through in a few minutes. Okay? Might be a phenomenal day. Might cut it short. You follow? They ain't hearing nothing. Come here to show his suit or to see the girl or to meet a woman or do something, you understand? Didn't come here to learn nothing. But you get just what you come here for. Hey, you want to hear a lot of gossiping? Want to hear somebody talk about people? You got to get some partners out there. They just go right back there at the door. You hear some of them on the way out. Do you follow? If you want a bunch of haters, there's some in here that will accommodate you. But then there are people that are here to learn. As the book says, there are many in the congregation that are not saved. Somebody said, who is he talking about? Everybody in here ought to know who they are. Ain't that right? Yahweh ain't got no respect of person. This thing is supposed to be up front, ain't it? And this teaching is supposed to become an integral part of you. But we're here to be done what? Lifted up and edified in Yahshua the Messiah. All right. Now here, Moses and the children of Israel hear the law being spoken. All right, then Yahweh called up. You find this Exodus 24, 9 and 10. Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And the book says that they saw the Elohim of Israel. Now, in other words, this is the son, this man up here in the shape and the form of a man is a pictorial graphic illustration of Yahweh Elohim, which means that the man Yahweh Elohim is conceived from the Immaculate Substance. You got that? That's a man taking on shape and form in the cloud. The Word of Yahweh. Now, if Yahweh is immaculate, source, and substance, let me devour, then Yahweh Elohim is Yahweh, immaculate, source, and substance, in a shape and in a form. You got that now? Now then, from this is a tabernacle. The tabernacle would be a concrete explanation of the form. If the tabernacle is a most holy place, a holy place in the court round about, that means that, and that's one structure, that means that Yahweh Elohim is threefold. Do you follow? Then if Yahweh Elohim is threefold, then that means that Yahweh is threefold. That means that he is threefold, immutable law, or unchangeable law within himself. Then he takes on the shape and form. Then he transforms it into the form of an intangible, completely furnished tabernacle. Now, to prove and vindicate that and to further illustrate it, then he transformed into all the days of the creation. Now, as Dr. Miller had read, in the beginning, Elohim, the Word, created. You see, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was void and without form. That's the state and condition that the earth was in when Moses saw it in the vision. Now, when you are being conceived, you are without any descriptive or apparent shape and form, correct? It's Yah and Way back here. Yah and Way, Yah is masculine and feminine, conceiving the shape and the form, and giving birth to the pattern of the tabernacle, and manifesting in the creation. So it takes your mother and your father, you follow, to conceive you. And believe it or not, folks, it's universal spiritual law that's speaking to your parents. Say it unto them in his language. Let them build me a sanctuary. Most of the time we come together to have sexual intercourse, we don't be thinking about that. Most of the time we have sexual intercourse, we have it for pleasure. Ain't that right? We don't have any mind to conceive and bring forth seed, but Yahweh's purpose is to conceive a tabernacle so that he can come down and dwell among us. Isn't that right? See, not nobody else but him. Now, let me use this board for a minute. Can y'all see this from over there? I ain't gonna write too much. Swing around? Okay. Alright. Yes, back this way. Alright. Now what I want to establish here is that Yahweh, Elohim, is giving birth to a creation. The book says that the spirit of Elohim moved on the face of the water. All right, now that's the Holy Spirit impregnated Mother Earth with the seed of vegetation. Now that's the matter. So, virgin, so, overshadowing Mother Earth. So the vegetation that comes forth is got to be a virgin. Seed, bearing seed, like his own time. Got that now? Seven stages of creation. Correct? Briefly. First stage. Zygote. Fertilized egg. And before that can take place, see, the sperm has to lose its individual characteristics. Let's say the tail got to be dropped off. Isn't that right? And the egg has a crown on it. Corona radiata, which means radial crown. got to take it off. Both of them got to lose their characteristics and are refused. Now that's two becoming one. Yahweh, our Elohim, is Yahweh what?
Unity.
Unity. All right, fertilize in. All right? Now, let me just write all this up.
You don't lay down your life and die.